Once again, here at the Bayerton at the second day of the Farm Progress Show here in Decatur, Illinois. And Dr. Stephen Powles is with me, director of the Australian Herbicide Resistance Initiative. And you've been here a couple weeks touring the United States and taking in all of our farming aspects, but weed resistance has been the topic of conversation today. And first of all, tell me a little bit about the program that you work with there in Australia.
Yeah, well, I'm focused on cropping in Australia and the management of weeds so that we get our best crops. And our weeds are really a big threat because they've developed multiple herbicide resistance. So we've really had a big problem dealing with multiple herbicide resistant weeds, and we're getting on top of it, but it's not easy. And we've learnt that you just can't rely on the chemical.
Well, the first statement that you talked about is, the U.S. is number one, and the U.S. likes to be number one in everything. But weed resistance is not something that we want to top our list. And so we talked about management throughout the day. So let's first of all take it back home to Australia and what you guys have done to manage your all's weed resistance.
Well, the first thing is, on big farms, and our farms are big in Australia, the chemical's the best way. We're not going to go out and hand pull the weeds. The herbicide is fantastic, but not much good when it doesn't work. So we've just had to diversify. That's a key word. We have to rotate our chemicals. We have to rotate our crops. We have to use non-chemical tools. We have to use any non-chemical tools that make economic sense. And we've found some that we can use. And none of them are as good as a chemical, but they're all designed to help the herbicide.
Well, I know one of the issues here in the United States is that we have this information and we know what we need to be done, but it's getting that message out to the growers. Is that something that you guys face as well? And what have you done to educate the growers of this issue and how they can use the solutions that you guys have seen have worked?
Well, in the end, the weeds educate us. So the weeds are telling and going to tell the U.S. farmer in the South and in the Midwest what's happening, because they're going to see increasingly these weeds surviving herbicides, and quite a few growers are seeing that because I've been talking to them in the last 5 or 6 days. That will increase, and then of course there's lots of education needed, because anybody can spray a chemical. It's not that difficult. It's actually coming up with a program that's more sustainable. It involves a range of crops and weeds, that weed control tools that is more difficult, but don't get depressed. It's possible. We have to do it. We're not going to let these weeds beat us. So we have to do it. And it's actually just thinking about the system more and putting in place things that can help the herbicides. It can be done. You watch it happen in the US, because it'll be forced to happen. It's not a bad thing. The chemicals are still the best tool. If we want them to work, we just have to be more diverse and more sustainable. I think that's what all the professional weed scientists in the US are telling their farmers. That's what. It's just that not everybody's doing it yet. In fact, most people aren't doing it yet.
Right.
But they will.
You know, we talked about, you know, it'll be 10 years if something's developed tomorrow before it's available for growers. And so you've talked about other solutions, and diversity was key, and educating them on that diversity and the different herbicides that they can use instead of using the same one. But you used some other methods, and one was mechanical, but someone brought up a question, and that was burning, and that's something that you guys were able to utilize here in Australia. Here in the United States, you mentioned EPA regulations. How have you guys gone about that burning process, and was it successful for you?
Yes, well, the first thing is, as you mentioned there, don't hold your breath for the next chemical.
Right.
Because there aren't any new chemicals that I'm aware of coming along. What there is old chemicals, and the plants have already been exposed a lot to them. Is that a good thing to have them? Yes, but they're not new chemicals. What we've learned is that if you do things mechanically at grain harvest to stop weeds getting back in the seed bank, then you're doing yourself a big favour. And one of those tricks, one of several techniques, is to funnel all of the straw and chaff and all the stuff that comes out the back, which has got all the weed seeds in it, into narrow windrows. I'm talking about narrow windrows, a couple of feet wide, and then burn them at the right time of the year. And we can do that in Australia. We can't do it at the hottest times of the year, but at other times we can as the fall comes, and that works. And it's a pain. We don't like doing it, but it helps the herbicides because we kill the weed seeds. And then we've got mechanical devices that we attach to the grain, the combine, to catch all those weed seeds, and that works too. And we don't like doing it, but we do it because we remove the weed seeds. And it's a bit of an irony, isn't it? We go out and we spray the weeds, and then we harvest what's there, the weed seeds at the end of the year, and we spread them back out across the field to be our next year's weed problem. Yeah, we just need to figure out how to stop that hurting. Now, some guys in the south have already found that out. They put out field teams of hoe teams, I think they call them, of people that go out and hand weed. We'll never be able to afford to do that in Australia, so we've got to do it mechanically. I don't think any US farmer wants to see people out hand hoeing weeds. And so we need some of these mechanical tools to help the herbicides.
Here in the age of technology, we have become accustomed to a simple answer, and a simple answer is manual labor right now. And it may not be the most efficient, but it's going to be the most effective until we can get some more chemistry down the pipeline. Thank you, Dr. Prowse, for talking with us and sharing your expertise in Australia and bringing your knowledge here to the United States. Once again, talking with Dr. Stephen Powles, Director of the Australian Herbicide Resistance Initiative here at in the Bayer tent at the 2013 Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson.